Hi, and welcome to Business Influencers. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope everyone had a wonderful New Year's. Here we are in 2022, and this is going to be a fantastic year. Yes, we're still dealing with this COVID situation. But again, as you've heard here many times on our show, we can only control what we can. It's the people that learn to control what they can, their communication, their behavior, their attitude, their emotions, choosing the emotions to deal with the situation and their course of action. Let's make this a year that takes your business and your level of influence to the next level. We have a great show today, and we want to welcome those that are new to Business Influencers here with Tal Radio. This is a show that, again, we bring in leading experts in their areas of expertise, not only not telling you how, when, or why to do it, but sharing from their personal experience that allows you to draw your own conclusion what that means to you. And we're going to be talking today with the world's best courage coach. Yes, you heard that right. The world's best courage coach. So, hey, last year was a difficult time. 2020 was a difficult time, but it was those people that used resilience and that were courageous that were able to see the blessings disguised in these challenging times as a way to grow and expand their lives in business. And today you're going to be learning that from a gentleman that I know personally. His name is Laban Ditchburn, and he's originally from Australia, now residing in Mexico. And Laban is a motivational speaker, author, coach, and a proud carnivore and an avid cricket fan. He is passionate about health, well-being, and personal growth. He uses his own experiences as fuel, and his stories will empower you through unashamed vulnerability. I love that. They will force you to rethink what you thought was possible and how you can now head towards a life you only ever read about. And without further ado, we welcome Laban to the show. Laban, how are you doing today?
Muy bendecito, Chris. Muy bendecito, which for those who don't speak Spanish, it means I'm very blessed. And thank you very much for having me on the show today.
My wife would love you for that. My wife is Spanish, so she would know exactly what you're talking about there.
Well, you
happen to be in a great place right now where it's nice and warm, where I'm dealing with up here in the New York area. It's very cold. We have black ice on the roads. It's not a good day to be driving around.
Well, it's a foreign concept being based here in the Caribbean part of Mexico, Chris, and Feliz Año Nuevo. It's a big Happy New Year to all the audience as well.
Well, thank you so much, Laban. So, Laban, you know, when you talk about the word courage, you know, people, I guess, you know, have heard that word courage. You know, there's a definition of it. I'd like you to define, you know, from your perspective, so people can then draw their own conclusion what that means to him or her, what courage is.
It's a wonderful question to start off. And before I answer that, I'd love to stipulate something really important before I do. You, Chris, have the ability to be the world's best courage coach also. The person listening to this now has all the ability within you to become the world's best courage coach. This is not a title that I'm declaring only for myself and to knock others off the pedestal. This is a declaration that I make to myself. And every morning I get up and I ask myself the same question: how would the world's best courage coach conduct himself? And what that allows me to do is to plow forward with my life. Because to me, and to answer your question, courage, without courage, we would die. The minute courage that it takes to get out of bed in the morning or to take a breath of oxygen, to me, these are all acts of courage, albeit, you know, on different scales. And so courage really is the most important thing that I can think of, that if we have lots of it, it'll allow us to live a life that we can only ever read about in fiction. So I'm happy to explore that in a bit more detail, but that's my sort of synopsis.
Wow, I love it. And when we talk about courage, you know, is this something like, you know, that people incorporate at certain times, or is this something that you know, should be consistent? You know, they always say that, you know, we only grow when we come out of our comfort zones, and that we do things that are uncomfortable to then grow and expand. And you got to have that level of courage. What does that process look like in, you know, from your experience that you can share with the listeners here today?
I lived in fear for such a long time, which I think is the opposite of courage. And then I look at that period of my life and I ask myself this question that we can all ask ourselves, how did that work out for you? And not very good was my response. And I think most people would respond in the affirmative to that as well. You look back at all the times in your life where you had opportunities to show courage, to be brave, to take massive, bold and courageous action. And the times that we don't are the times that we seem to most regret. And I think not that we should ever really regret anything, but my life has evolved into the daily miracle, Chris. That's the only way I can describe it. And I still have days where I'm down. Do not get me wrong. It's not all fluffy roses, but the majority of the time that I'm around now, my life is extraordinary. And what I mean by that is it allows me the momentum to affect massive positive change in my own life and the lives of the people around me as well. So in terms of the act of courage, I think taking the most minute step forward is a huge act of courage. And once you realize that the world didn't end by doing that big, brave thing, then that'll allow you the momentum to plow forward and try other stuff. And so that when you do get knocked off your center, which will happen on occasion, you're still so much further ahead than what you would have been if you hadn't. And I think that's the point. If we're not growing, we're dying. And I want to be in a constant state of evolution and growth.
I agree. When you look at courage and you look at resilience, everything that you talked about, it's a process. It's not something we do once in a while or when there's a life-changing event or something that we're forced into because of a situation. It's something that we incorporate into our daily lives each day because, you know, things change. There are going to be things that are beyond our control that are constantly changing, and we either have to adapt to it or find ways to go through it to, you know, continue to grow. Because if we become complacent and then all of a sudden those things that held us back, that fear, start to creep back in. What would be some things you would recommend to people that are right now, especially during these turbulent times, really struggling to get out of their own way and where that fear is keeping them down at this point?
Well, I think the first one is something that I just said before, was you have to ask yourself this question: how is this working out for me in its current state? How is this working out for me? And if you're not getting the response really great, then you need to reassess what's happening. And I think the beautiful byproduct of being courageous and brave is that you inspire those that you care about the most. The feedback that I get from my family that for many years, some of whom have been quite estranged, just seeing the transformation in my own life, applauding me out of the blue, saying, you know, we're so proud of the man that you are becoming and what you're doing. You're inspiring me to be brave and courageous. And I think that's a really important distinction. It's not about me anymore, not in the same way, at least. I've kind of got an obligation to plow forward, to allow other people to break out of their own, you know, and if everyone did that on the planet, you can imagine what kind of lives we'd be living. And I think that's the simplicity. If you make it about the impact you can have on other people, that will allow you more confidence and more bravery, more courage to go forward, I think.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's so important. I know for me, finding the courage, you know, it came through developing a daily routine to kind of change the way my thinking, because my thinking was always negative. I was always the guy, glass half empty, the world's after me. I was a victim, I always had these excuses that's how I grew up. And so, I could sit there and say, oh, it was my mom's fault, my dad's fault, or the people I hung around with. But when it came down to it, I had to own that. It was my responsibility as an adult that if I, just like you said, if I'm not, you know, happy with where I am right now in my business or my career or my well-being or my relationships, all of the above, I can't keep going back to say, well, it's because of this, this, and this, and this is why. I can't control those things, but I can control what I can control. And those are the only things I can change. What would you say, you know, with that, you know, that you know, that you can take ownership of something like that to make it more consistent, that you said to make, you know, to turn that around and allow courage to kind of change that way of thinking over time?
Well, you just reminded me of something really important, and you are directly responsible for me adopting this particular mantra, because Jack Canfield, former guest on the show, came on my podcast and spoke about the swear jar for negative self-talk. And one of the main catalysts for my own growth, Chris, has been the total removal of negative self-talk. And in terms of being able to help people, why this is really important is, and it's not about being delusional about who you are, but removing the I can't, I'm unable, I won't, to I can, I am, I have. And what it does is it allows you to become hyper-conscious of how people around you are speaking. And when you do that, it allows you to realize who is in your life that maybe is not serving you very well, which falls into another part of my life, which I'm getting really good at, and it's keeping at arm's length or further people in my life that do not serve me well. And because we need people around us that give us that momentum and that encouragement to succeed. You don't want to be around naysayers or people that have negative self-talk, because it normalizes it for us. You want to be around people that are going to lift you up and inspire you. And so that's another weapon that you can have in your armory that's been profound in my own growth and self-development.
Yeah, I like that. And again, you know, it's something that if that's going to start to change the way things that you're doing, how it reflects in your confidence and your communication to yourself and other people, your behavior, that it's that consistency. We got to keep reminding ourselves, and we start to slip back into that stinking thinking that we got to catch ourselves.
Yeah. And especially in Australia and New Zealand and the UK, it's not quite so dramatic in the US and Canada and South Africa, but it's negative self-talk or self-deprecating humor is used in the common vernacular all the time. And I look back at some comedy that I did years ago, 6-7 years ago, and it's cringeworthy looking at how poorly I spoke about myself. And it was a direct reflection, even though it was done in jest, my subconscious can't work that out. Yeah. And so now very rarely will you ever hear me saying anything negative about myself. It's a total accident if it happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's a great thing, because again, what you say to yourself, you know, reflects itself eventually outside, you know, in terms of the situations that you manifest to yourself. I look back and say, God, all the things that were going wrong, I played a part in that. It was my energy. It was my self-talk. And, you know, I'm not saying that everything is like peaches and cream, like you talked about a bed of roses here, you know, but how I look at it is completely different. I look at setbacks, challenges as opportunities to grow. I see them as blessings, as opportunities, knowing that there's going to be a silver lining on the other end, and that I'm absorbing everything that I'm going through to learn. So it's almost like having it's like machine learning, right? You know, if you look at AI and data science, like you're remembering this so that when you have a similar situation, you can draw upon that to be proactive, to offset, you know, falling victim like I did in the past. So I love what you just said there. So, so true. What are some other things that you could share with the audience here, Laban, about courage and how it shows up in our daily lives and in our businesses and anything else that might be important to people?
Well, if I could share a story with our audience today, because I think this is a great example of how to take something really challenging and turn it into something amazing. At the start of 2019, I started my very first recruitment business, and I used to work in technology recruitment for 14 years, and I was sick of reporting into someone. I wanted to do it myself. In 2019, the year was a total unmitigated financial disaster. And I use that term for effect only because it ended up being the greatest blessing in disguise and allowed me to be forced to find my purpose and to move into this speaking, coaching, for what I'm supposed to be doing, right? And I was just getting back on my feet when COVID hit. I had my first speaking gigs lined up, and I was like, "Come on, God! Like, I'm not religious, but I'm very spiritual." So I was calling out to Allah, Buddha, Jesus, whoever was listening, right? And then what happened was I was like, right, I'm forced to get my message out now. So I created a podcast series, and the podcast transformed my life forever. The podcast allowed me to get Les Brown on the show like 10 episodes in. He came on, he changed my life forever in that day. He gave me the blueprint to write my very first book called Bet on You. And I'm just holding up a copy, which we released it about a week ago. He wrote the foreword for it. I've had the most extraordinary people on the planet who have been the five people that I've spent the most time around, because we've been in lockdown where we were in Australia for the longest part of the world, and transformed my life forever. And in the process, my darling fiance and I have set a record at the hospital in Melbourne, Australia there, for the most consecutive number of miscarriages with 15, including two ectopics. So all the while the business was going bust, we were having ectopic and miscarry after miscarry after miscarry. And do I look like a man who's carrying the weight of that around on his shoulders anymore? And I'm not putting on a facade or a front. This is how I am, because I've taken that adversity and I've decided to make it my new superpower, my fuel. And I'm really proud of the book that I wrote, because it's going to help a lot of people and allow them to reclaim the power. Whatever terrible thing you went through, now is your superpower. And that's one real big encouragement that I would share with anyone listening today that's feeling a bit down and out with what's going on in the world.
Well, and I love, and what you shared is powerful, and I can relate to you 100%, because I've gone through a similar situation. You know, I'm remarried to my lovely wife, Maria, now for almost 8 years. And I had a son from a prior marriage, and my first wife had four miscarriages. And my wife that I'm with today, Maria, we had an ectopic pregnancy, twins that didn't happen. We had three in vitros that were not successful. So it was difficult for her. It was difficult for both of us, but more on her, because she didn't have children. And so, but we, you know, instead of falling into the problem, you got to look at what can I do from this? Where can I go? Could maybe, you know, I told my wife she can help other women that are going through this situation and to see the upside. So I love what you shared there, because that really uplifts. Sometimes things happen beyond our control, but we have to not get caught up. We got to focus on where we could go within our control that we can be of value and serve that purpose that we're meant to be here for. And you call it your superpower, which I think is fabulous. So,
yeah. And it's so great that you share that. And I appreciate you sharing that, because I know it helps normalize it for other people that are so caught up in the shame of whatever they've gone through that's totally out of their control in many cases. And just to give people an update on Anna, like, we're getting to the root cause of why it's happening. And now she's moved into becoming the world's best trauma recovery coach, and is sharing her message that's inspiring women in Russia, and because she's Russian, and in the Western world where they speak English, you know, and having a positive impact on everyone that she connects with. So it's, and if it's supposed to happen, it's supposed to happen. If not, we'll just adopt. And if not, we'll just steal someone's child. I don't know.
Or I'm sure there'll be some people that would mind to loan their child for a little time being to get a break, right? So,
Man, I'm so clucky. It's ridiculous. I think, is that even a thing? I think it might be broody if you're a man. Very broody. Yeah.
But no, it is. It's a process. And like I said, you know, courage is so important. And what you're doing right now to be a catalyst and a role model for that, Laban, is so important. What are some of the things that you're right now? You got the book coming out, that's coming out shortly, or it might even be out right now. And what are some of the things that you're looking to do to help people develop this level of courage? If we could share that, and so they have some information on some resources.
So this is a beautiful question. And what is front and center at the moment is this world's best has really taken, it's got legs and it's run and it's really powerful. There's a movement of people at the moment that are adopting a world's best in their chosen niche or niche in their field of expertise. And it's the commitment that they're making to themselves. So what we are doing, we've got a mastermind group that we are putting together. We've already got a couple of people joined up already. And it's where you can have a safe space to come and to come to this group with your challenges. And basically the only prerequisite is that you have to adopt a world's best in your chosen niche. And, you know, we've got people like the world's best reclamation coach and the world's best podcast monetization coach. You know, it could be whatever it is that resonates and reverberates deep within your soul. And that movement will inspire a whole nother generation of people to be brave and take massive action. And that's something that's really powerful. That's going into another book that I've started writing as well. The podcast, which was called Become Your Own Superhero, we're rebranding as World's Best. And we really want to take this movement supernova. And it's something that I'm so proud to be associated with because it's never felt more right than it has right this moment in my life.
Wow, that's great. That's great. So I love everything you're sharing and everything that you're doing with the channels that you're using to, you know, share this content and impact people's lives. Any other things that you would like to share with the remaining time that we have on the show today that can, you know, like something that can really resonate for either expand on what you've stated or something else that you haven't shared yet that can really say when somebody's thinking about courage, that they could say, wow, I get it. I this is something that I got to go within and just take the bull by the horns and I just have to do it. What could that be or something you've mentioned or you can expand on?
Well, what people don't know about me on this channel, at least, is that over the last 6 years, Chris, I've conquered drugs and alcohol and gambling and philandering and negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. I lost 60 pounds of body fat. I put on 30 pounds of muscle. I started ultra marathon running and I found my purpose. I met the woman of my dreams and I'm the happiest I've ever been by such a long shot that it's unbelievable in many cases. And it's not that my life is perfect, far from it, right? Still a work in progress. But I document this in the book, Bet on You. Bet on you for anyone that struggles with addiction, because the courage that I took to reach out for help, and Les Brown says this better than anyone, ask for help so that you can remain strong, not so that you appear weak, and keep asking for help until you get it. Chris, I have asked for so much help. It's unbelievable. And I'm so grateful for the people that have contributed in my life. And so if you're sitting out there and you're wondering how the hell you're going to take on 2022, you got to ask for help. And so I would encourage people to read my book, Bet on You. It's a beautifully written book. It's so entertaining, if I do say so myself, but also in the opinion of some other really amazing people. And that book will give you permission to be okay with whatever turmoil you got going on in your life.
Yeah, I love it. And it's books like yours, Laban, that again, they're transparent, they're authentic. It's real. You're being vulnerable. And those are the things that people relate to and understand. They feel like you're speaking to them. There's something compelling about what you're sharing. And you're now inspiring me to do something that I know I've been avoiding for a long time that I have to address. And that's where that's where that courage, it's got to come from within. You can inspire someone, but you can't. It's not that you could do it for them. They have to take that responsibility. Would that be safe to say?
Oh yeah. One last question. We can all ask ourselves, what will my life look like a year from now if I keep doing the same thing?
Yeah. Ask yourself that, listeners, and those that will be listening. Ask yourself that. Write that down. It's very, very important. I always find that when you ask questions, not only to other people, but more importantly, first to yourself, that a lot of times those answers that you're seeking could come in time, but you got to ask yourself that. Now you can either say it verbally, write it down, whatever works for you. But I find that works about 99% of the time with me that works.
Fantastic.
Powerful, powerful. Well, Laban, we have come to the end of the show. I wanted to leave about a minute or so that you can share with the audience some, you know, how can they get in contact with you? Where can they get their hands on the book? What are some things that you're working on that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, look, some great questions. And the best place that people can stay connected is through the website. We've got links to the book. It's on Amazon. It will be available through some other channels eventually as well. We recorded an audio book, which will be available for those that like to listen. LabanDitchburn.com. There's only one of me on the planet. LabanDitchburn. Like dig a ditch and burn. And for those that are curious, Laban means fight in Filipino and yogurt in Arabic, which explains why I'm so cultured.
LabanDitchburn.com. Right? The yin and the yang. Oh, I love it. We highly encourage everybody to get in touch with Laban. We encourage you to reach out on Amazon, buy the book. And this is a book that is going to help you in so many profound ways. There's an audiobook version. Get to know Laban. Reach out to him. Reach out to him on his website. I've gotten to know Laban over the last year, and he's just as genuine, authentic, and transparent as it comes. And it doesn't get any better than that when you're meeting people that are going to help impact you and where you are and where you are desiring to go. This is the types of people that we bring onto this show each week to help you move your life and your business forward. We want to wish everybody a joyous new year. 2022 is going to be a year for many that are going to see great transformations. Again, it's up to you to decide what, why, and what you're going to do with it. And we'll see you next week at the same time here on Business Influencers with Tell Radio. Have a great day, everybody.